Okay, everyone. I would like you to join me in welcoming John Franklin Jr., who is the Chief Disability Compliance Program. I'm sorry. What I'm doing? Let me put the mic on the proper side here. There we go. I was trying not to be rude, but then I wasn't reading properly here. Okay, here we are. So I'd like you to join me in welcoming John Franklin Jr., who is Chief Disability Compliance Program in the Compliance Office in Sacramento County. Please give a warm welcome for John Franklin Jr. for our welcome.
Thank you very much. It's quite an honor to have a privilege to come and greet you today, and I want to welcome you to the Council of the Blind State Convention in Sacramento, the wonderful capital city of California with pristine waterways. And as we also say, the best kept secret in the country. Gene Lozano asked me to come today. Gene and I work very closely together in Sacramento County. As Chief of Compliance, we have the Disability Advisory Commission, of which Gene is Vice Chair. And we handle a lot of issues for access for people with disabilities. And many of you may not even realize the things that take place in the county that really happens because of your vice president, Gene Lozano, a very modest gentleman. But a lot of the things that take place with all the facilities in the county, when you see construction going on with curb cuts put in, Gene is a lot behind that. Bus stops now being redone at the schools and so forth. That's Gene again with the commission of the Disability Advisory Committee. We work very close with the traffic signals, that with the new audio, all those things, and the tactile warning, also the review of the airport and things like that. You wanted me to share some of my experience a couple minutes with my background. I am legally blind. I was not born that way. It happened about 34 years ago. Prior to the time of losing my sight, I was a police officer and narcotic agent in Ohio, working Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana, and I was a graduate of what we call DEA now. I'm sure you've heard of that, from Miami, Florida. So my background was law enforcement, and I've done that for many years. And then I left and came to Southern California and began working, many of you know, 7-Eleven. I franchised those. I had about 12 stores to run for the corporation, from all the way from Riverside, San Bernardino, to Barstow, and North Hollywood. I was all over the place. Lancaster, all in Southern California. And then one day, I lost most of my sight. So it was awakening to do those kind of things, and then all of a sudden you have a lot of difficulty and you can't see. So I relate to a lot of the issues that you go through, and I went through a pretty severe depression and anxiety and trying to figure out now what I do with my life. I was about 32 years old at the time. What happened is I went to the Bureau of Services for Visually Impaired. Many of you familiar with that? It's an organization that helps blind and visually impaired persons. And they really changed my life because they began first teaching me how to use a cane, and they cut me loose in Los Angeles to walk blindfolded. And so I had to learn how to navigate the streets at night. They wouldn't do it during the day. And so they want to make sure you figure this thing out. And they wouldn't walk with you. They stayed away from you to see, you know, to hopefully you wouldn't step out in the middle of a traffic signal. But, you know, they taught you all the proper things you had to learn with the traffic and how to cross big intersections and how to navigate. And there's a proper tapping method to the cane so that you don't trip and fall. So I had to learn all those things. And then I moved back to Ohio, where I also used the Bureau of Services for Visually Impaired because they taught me how to work the computer. And at that time, I was going to work in one of those government centers where you run the blind stand. So they put me in the cafeteria in our administration building in the city. And one day I was in there mopping floors and washing pots and pans and doing that. And, you know, it was quite a change for me, but I was very glad to work. And I was trying to figure out, and I was going through a tough time trying to figure out what am I going to do and how am I going to make it. So one day a person saw me doing that, knew me from back when I used to work with the city, and said, you know what, there's an opening in the Civil Rights Commission. And if you're not familiar with that, that's the same as Department of Fair Employment and Housing. It's the state enforcement agency on civil rights. So I went up there, and within 2 weeks, I was hired and working. And so here's now a visually impaired person working for an enforcement agency. What happened is, and the thing that I'm saying is, it was a great opportunity to take the skills that I learned before in the law enforcement side and transfer it over to the civil side. And so what I'm trying to show you is that when you go to college, you get an education, you learn to work on a computer, you learn another field. Just because you lose your vision doesn't mean it's all over. And so this was a good opportunity for me. And so I took that job, and within 1 year, I became the number two state investigator in the state of Ohio, handling cases. Then I left there, and I began to start ADA coordinator came into play when the law came. At that time, this was pre-ADA. And so shortly after the ADA was passed, I started working for a state university as the Associate Director of Affirmative Action, where I was responsible for ADA compliance. So that was my first start. I left there in a few years, went to the city, started a program there, came to Solano County, California, started their program. And now those jobs got me to where I am now as Chief of Disability Compliance for Sacramento County. I was very thankful for that, and the reason I'm bringing all that up is you never know when you're washing pots and pans in a blind center where you can end up. And so I was very thankful for that and the skills that I have, and it gave me the opportunity to meet Gene Lozano and really learn from him. You have an outstanding individual, and I really can't say enough. Gene didn't pay me to do this either. But, you know, I just wanted to say that. And I want to welcome you here today. Thank you for the opportunity to say hello to you and just let you know that the things is moving. We handle 800 or so employees with reasonable accommodation. And as a result of that, we make sure that these people are accommodated in the workplace, and we also take care of compliance for the county. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy your conference.
Thank you so much. Very nice meeting. Okay, let's do one more door prize. Yes. Now, we have one of our members who actually was not able to attend convention at the last minute, but she wishes to donate some of her meal tickets as a door prize. So, Ed, did you say we have one for the president's dinner? Okay, we will do a drawing for the president's dinner. And let's have John draw another one. Again, a ticket for the president's dinner. Okay, Pedro Romero, are you in the room? Yes, you are. All right. Now, how's that? That's great. Wonderful. You will eat good and yummy food and have wonderful company with all of us tonight. So, yes. All right. Let's do one more door prize, and we have one more bag of fudge. See, I need to get this away from me because I might accidentally open it up and eat it while Joe's talking. And, you know, we can't do that because it was for a door prize. Let's have John draw one more time. Here we go. Richard Rueda, are you in the room? Richard! You could stand up so we could find you here. All right.